Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Some local school superintendents are urging Illinois residents to call their legislators and ask them to override a veto by the governor for the second time this summer. The Illinois Senate is scheduled to take up Senate Bill 1 over the weekend, the school funding bill that passed the General Assembly in May, but it was mandatorily vetoed by Governor Bruce Rauner last week. East Moline Superintendent Kristen Humphreys says Rauner's changes would mean a multi-million-dollar loss for his already underfunded school district.
The governor's mandatory veto was one of the meanest things I think I've ever seen in education. That veto targets school districts like East Moline and others all across the state. That veto promises us less money in the future. That veto puts in things that no one has ever had a conversation about.
Schools were supposed to receive their first round of state aid payments yesterday. Ralph Grimm, the recently retired school superintendent from Galesburg, says it was the first time in 90 years that Illinois districts did not receive that payment on time. A private school in Bettendorf can now enroll boarding students once again. Today, Rivermont Collegiate held a ribbon cutting to celebrate the renovation of the carriage house into co-ed living space for up to 16 students, with two faculty apartments and a commons area and classroom. Headmaster Max Roach says their goal is to increase enrollment and help the school financially, but it also fits in with important community goals.
The revitalization of downtown Bettendorf, the launch and the prevalence of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education, and the preparation of global citizens. See, they all fit together. A thriving Bettendorf, a thriving Rivermont, thriving Quad Cities is a thriving tomorrow.
Work on the 102-year-old carriage house began last December, led by Russell Construction, and cost $1.5 million. Roach says so far, Rivermont has enrolled 4 boarding students for the fall, with up to 4 more possible. 2 local groups are inviting nature lovers, history buffs, and others to the first Hennepin Hoopla. It'll be held tomorrow at 3 locks along the Hennepin Canal in Milan. Russell Medley from the University of Illinois Extension says at each lock, adults and children can enjoy a variety of activities, such as fishing, hiking, and learning about pollinators and prairie plants. And he says one station may be very popular.
It is a bicycle that has a blender on the back of it, and we show people, kids in particular, how to make a smoothie, a very healthy smoothie. And it's kind of a fun activity. Kids really like getting on the bike and making their own smoothie that way.
The Extension's co-sponsor for the Hennepin Hoopla is the Big Island Soil and Water Preservation Association, and the event tomorrow runs from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Lock 30 is located by the Steel Dam on the South Fork of the Rock River in Milan. The local efforts to address climate change will get some help thanks to a former Rock Island mayor and alderman. On Thursday, the Community Foundation of the Great River Bend announced the awarding of the first grants from the Mark Schwiebert Fund for Environmental Studies. Schwiebert calls it one of the great issues of our time that's not getting the attention it deserves.
One is to serve as an educational instrument to try to better inform the public about the very serious and real problems that climate change represents for our survival as a species. And part of it is to be looking at research and development of new products or processes that could be more environmentally responsible.
Schwiebert says there's new evidence every day that the Earth's climate is changing due to human activity, including wildfires in the West and extreme floods in the Midwest and South. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.